Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 249. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me as always. And I'll just hop right into it, straight into the episode. A shorter episode, probably, but really simple thought here. And it's something that I think will be helpful for you. It'll certainly be helpful for me because this is something I think we all suffer from, what I'm about to talk about. And spoiler, it's in the title of the episode, but it's that at one point or another in our lives, we've made decisions or we've not made decisions with the sole motivation being that we didn't want to let someone else down, that we didn't want to disappoint someone else, that we didn't want to make someone else feel uncomfortable. And frankly, I don't think that's the way we should be living our lives. Living in fear of letting someone else down, being reluctant to make a change that could possibly disappoint someone else, living in fear of making someone else feel a bit uncomfortable because of something we decide to do or not do. And so I want to take a couple minutes here to talk about a mindset that I think will be quite liberating and will help you realize that it's okay to let someone else down in life. It's okay to make a change that inevitably is going to do that. And in fact, I think the basis for the mindset that I'm going to talk about here is that I think if you're not disappointing someone at some point in your life, you're not living a life that's true to you. You're not. So this will be a rather quick episode on this topic, but I think it's necessary for all of us people pleasers in the world. It's a lot of us, obviously. It's necessary because hands down, if you're truly living your best life, if you're living, exploring, if you're putting your thang down, flipping it in, reversing it, if you're bringing your milkshake to the yard, you're going to be making changes in your life. You're going to change. You're going to need to make changes in your life. You're going to be like me, right? You're going to go from listening to Creed and double popping your collar to listening to house music and only wearing ripped jeans and Vans. You'll go from hitting the club on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and probably Thursday, yikes, to, meditating and hitting a farmer's market or a pumpkin patch instead, right? You'll go from having a certain type of personality that you date, a certain kind of friend group that you hang out with, a certain drive or a certain appetite in your career to something completely different, a complete 180. You can go from pursuing a career in law to make a living from taking pictures of your feet, like I do with my quotes. You can go from having a type. I only date, 6'3" dudes. I only date petite, short girls. I'm a boobs guy. I'm an ass man, whatever, right? Your taste will change as you grow. Your preferences will change as you grow. Your values will evolve as you grow. Your goals will. This is all inevitable, right? This is like, it's mandatory. This is a required assignment of you that you're going to and you have to change, right? And that's what I think you should be pursuing in life. You know this if you listen to the podcast. And because of this, because of everything I just mentioned, it's inevitable because of change that you're going to disappoint some people, because you're going to change some of your relationships. You're going to find yourself moving away from certain people, moving towards others. You're going to find yourself saying no when you used to say yes, and so on and so on. That is all indicative of change in life. And alongside of that, it's inevitable that you're going to let some people down. Or I'm actually suggesting here that you need to. You should be letting some people down at some point in your life. And I say all that because if you're not, if you don't find yourself ever disappointing someone, I'm a little bit skeptical that you're actually embracing change in your life. And to my point here, like a broken record, we all need to change. We all need to change. You need to change. I need to change. We all need to change. Because that is the ultimate key to becoming the person you want to become. Of course, right? Getting what you want, achieving what you want to achieve. You have to change to get those things. And I think we probably agree on that, right? It's nothing earth-shattering. I'm sure you in your personal life have many examples of changes that you've undergone. Literal changes, maybe, where you dated someone and then you dated someone else, or a relationship ended and so on and so forth, or you changed jobs, or you changed cities, or you changed your preferences for leisure activities, right? You changed what you used to think was fun versus what is fun and engaging for you now. So there's no denying that you can look at those changes and you're like, yeah, I needed those changes. You probably agree with that. So all that being said, you know, I mentioned all this just to prove a point within that context. That if you're living with a mentality that says, I don't want to let anyone down, that if, you know, if you're a perpetual people pleaser, that should be a name of a band, the perpetual people pleasers. If you want everyone to be happy all the time and comfortable and pleased with you all the time, then you're literally preventing change from happening in your life. And we just learned, of course, that change is necessary. And you agree that change is necessary. So as like compassionately as I can say, I think we all need to know that we need to let some people down in our lives. We need to let some folks down. We need to disappoint some folks. Doing that gives you like proof that you're growing, or it's like receipts, right? Isn't that what the kids say nowadays? Like receipts, show me the receipts or it didn't happen. That's it. I think if you're not letting people down occasionally in your life, I don't really see proof of your change, the changes that you're making. You need to change. And inherently, that's going to result in some people being disappointed, some people being let down, and so on and so forth. And of course, this can take all kinds of different forms here. And I'm not encouraging you to be what the internet wants you to be. That word, savage, like the internet loves it when you're savage. Like, oh, you just got to be savage. Like, fuck them. Like, be savage. Forget that. I never liked that word. Like, that's an excuse just to kind of be an asshole and selfish, pardon my French. And that's not what I'm suggesting here. You know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I think your greatest strength in life is to be compassionately empathetic, soft, vulnerable, but also at the same time to respect yourself, to establish strong boundaries, to be upfront and honest and a person, a man or a woman of character. That's the balance there. Those things can coexist, being direct and respecting yourself and being soft and compassionate. So when I say, you know, disappoint others, I'm not suggesting you become like this person who does this with reckless abandon. You know, it's not like you all of a sudden just should become that person who cancels plans and is flaky and ghosts people over confronting them, or, you know, you get that sick face tat just to disappoint your mom. You know what I mean? Right? I'm simply saying that you're allowed to disappoint other people. You're allowed to disappoint other people when you have to, when it's part of your growth journey, when it represents the receipts for the change that you're making in your life, for your journey, for you, for who you want to become. So that's the vibe here. You're allowed to let other people down. You're allowed to let other people down. And obviously, this could take so many different forms here. There's no recipe for this. You know, it could be the simplest example of going on a date with someone, not feeling the vibe and, you know, simply saying, hey, we're not a match. And that person could be super sad as a result. They were feeling you, but you didn't vibe with them. So they're going to be disappointed. And if you wanted, you could lead them on and try to ghost them easily or gradually, or let it die in the hopes of, you know, letting them down easy, or avoid like disappointing them outright. Or you could just be compassionate and just let it rip. Rip the Band-Aid off. It's done. It was necessary. Or like within the context of friends, like friends who no longer represent the truth that you're trying to pursue in life. We outgrow friendships all the time. It happens. It's life. And you can embrace that however you want, but you shouldn't beat yourself up for no longer wanting to, you know, hoe it up with the old college crew or hang out with the work colleagues if that doesn't fit the future you want for yourself. And it's okay to let them down. They're going to be bummed, but it's your truth. And so I say it's okay. And, you know, if you find yourself being like, well, you know, I don't want to disappoint them, or I'll just keep saying yes. You know, I don't want to let them down. Well, I think as minor as that might seem, you're literally getting in your own way when that's your mentality. You're literally blocking the change that you need to be making. It's like you're literally cock blocking yourself, like in your heart and in your soul, because you're not respecting what you want and what you should be doing. And so, again, the point here is to be compassionate about this. This isn't like carte blanche to go nuts with your bi Felicias everywhere. It's to be thoughtful. It's to respect people, of course, who have been in your life for a long time and who have supported you and been kind to you. But I find it helpful, freeing, empowering, to realize that when I make a decision that someone else is no longer meant to be part of my journey anymore, the flip side of that is that it also means that you're not meant to be part of their journey anymore. And that kind of helps me realize that this is actually a compassionate decision both ways. It's not just you being selfish. It's you being compassionate to yourself and to that other person. To say, they're not part of my journey anymore, and I'm not part of theirs. Because you've outgrown them, or maybe they've outgrown you. Who knows? Either way, it's okay. Because you're both changing. And to not respect that is to block it. And to our point here, round and round we go, you need that change. That person needs that change. So that's how I look at this. It's both compassionate to you and it's compassionate to them. And of course, like, you're human, you're going to care about the opinions of other people. It's not going to be easy to live this lifestyle, this mindset, and do it super easily, but there's power in recognizing that you, of course, do not exist to please everyone. You do not exist to make everyone love you and support you. You don't exist to make everyone else happy. You know, if you did, what would that mean for your growth? It'd be like impossible to grow if that was the case. Life just doesn't work that way. Life is about making positive changes in your life that fulfill your truth. And at the same time, it enables you to be compassionate to others by allowing yourself to be that way. But if you're constantly getting in your own way because you're a people pleaser, none of that is going to happen. So, like, this is going to sound weird, but in my life, when I let someone else down because my expectations of myself don't align with their expectations of me, I'm kind of proud of myself, frankly, because they're right in front of me. Even if it's awkward, even if it's a bit painful, I have proof. I have proof of my growth. I have proof of my truth. Like, I have those receipts. I keep saying it, but there's no greater reflection of your personal growth, your career growth, you name it, than someone else being let down a little bit by you. There it is. I said it. It's a weird thing to say, but I think it's true. When people are disappointed in you, more likely than not, it's hopefully because you made a change for yourself, a compassionate change for yourself. Like, so many examples of this, of course, in my business. Like, I operate a whole business here. I have a podcast. I sell things. It's a whole thing. You know, I've spent the past year, I would say, letting people down. I say no to pretty much every deal that comes my way, which I'm humbled and grateful to be able to do. Like, every sponsor that comes waving money at me to promote their product and that I'm perfect for it and they want to invest in me and all this stuff. And I say no. And they say, why? Why not? Please, we want you bad, and so on and so forth. But that's not my vision for myself. I don't want to do that. So I let them down, and I'm proud of that. You know, it is what it is. Or dating. Dating, of course, is another example. I've gone on many, many, many first dates and no second date. And, you know, because I know pretty quickly when someone aligns with my truth or not. And I'm not saying I'm full of myself, but, like, I bring the heat. On a first date, I bring all of my best material. I wear my finest ripped jeans, you know? And so a lot of the time when I am upfront and I say, hey, I don't think we're going to be a great fit, but good luck to you, that kind of stings the other person. That's a bummer. That let them down, certainly. That was disappointing, but it respects me and ultimately them too. So I did it. I let them down. And certainly if it was the other way around, which has happened, of course, I'm not this amazing human being, you know, that's them respecting their truth and their change. So I, you know, as tough as a pill as it is to swallow for me, and I'm disappointed, it's them respecting the same. And friendship, like COVID, has made me realize in big, big ways who is right for me, who is not right for me. Throughout the past year, practically, I've grown incredibly close to some people and I've grown distant to others, you know, and things that have just become clear to me. And that's a disappointment to some people who expected me to be a certain way, but it's no longer true to me. And I can live with that. I can live with this mindset all the way that I'm allowed to let someone down. I'm allowed to disappoint someone. I'm allowed to do that. And I need to, frankly. As much as it might sting, it's not easy to say no. It's not easy to change your mind. But every time I do that, I can be proud of myself because that brief disappointment is a clear sign that I'm changing. And like a broken record here, you need to change. This is your life. You have to change. That's how you grow. That's how you level up. So just wanted to take a minute to remind you of this, myself very much included, because we're all human and we're wired at an innate level to not want to do this, to not want to disappoint someone else. But I think it benefits us all to remember this, that some people are just not meant to be a permanent part of your journey, and you're not meant to be a permanent part of their journey at all. It goes both ways. You're allowed to change. They're allowed to change. You should, they should, we all should. And I think the best compliment someone can give you is, hey, you've changed. Because yeah, you have, and I have, and we should be proud of that. So just wanted to encourage you to remember this, that no one else knows you like you do. No one else knows what's best for you. No one does, literally no one. Not that guru, not that Instagrammer, not your parents, not your life coach, only you do. So you have to set yourself free. That's free from the pressure that we all have to please everyone and let no one down. You have to. You have to do that. You have to say goodbye sometimes. You have to let go. You have to disappoint sometimes. It's really the only true way to respect your potential and the changes you need to make in your life. So don't see it as a negative reflection of you. You know, be compassionate, be direct, be honest, but know that it's necessary, that those receipts of your change, it means you're growing. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope this gave you something to think about. If it did, I'd love it if you would share this episode with a friend, share the podcast with a friend, tell them to subscribe. And also, as always, thank you for checking out newmindsethoodis.com. That's a mouthful, but that's where you can pick up the New Mindset Journal, Single is Your Superpower, and very soon, very, very soon, my new journal. So check it out. And thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.